Where do you work? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Outside of Keys for Kids, I work in politics and local government. You've probably heard me talk about it if you've been listening for any length of time, but if you don't remember, I work in elections, mainly handling the absentee voting process for my local government, and it's a lot of fun. But everyone knows that politics can get sort of messy sometimes. And even in really small ways, there are always opportunities to be dishonest and underhanded and to compromise. And I'm still working on what it looks like to be a Christian who works in this field. But every job has opportunities to do the same thing, just maybe in different capacities. Whether you have or haven't experienced something like this, you probably will. So I encourage you to stick around for today's Devo. It's called A Hairy Situation by Allison Wilson Lee. Over the years, I've done a variety of tasks to earn money. One job I found online was trying beauty products at home and then writing reviews about them. The first and only item I tested was a hair growth solution. I dutifully sprayed it on my scalp a couple times a day, realizing it would require weeks of use to see any difference. The instructions on the bottle said so. Then, just 3 days after I'd begun, the coordinator of this job asked if I had my review ready to submit. If not, they would pass me over, I wouldn't get paid, and wouldn't be eligible for future product testing. How could I give a truthful response about how well the solution worked after only a few days? I decided I'd give the product a 3 out of 5 stars, even though I knew the coordinator wanted 5-star reviews. I also indicated I liked the smell and would look forward to observing how the product worked. My review was honest, since I didn't rave about the spray's hair growth potential, but I honestly had no idea if the product grew hair. I sent in my response, received my payment, and never sought another product testing opportunity. I learned something from this short-term job, though. The way we do our work matters to God. Contrary to what I assumed as a kid, this involves more than simply working hard. Ephesians 5:1-2 says, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." When we put our trust in Jesus, believing in the work he did on the cross to provide forgiveness for our sins, we enter a relationship with God as our Father. As we rest in his love for us, we begin to want to do our work in a way that reflects Jesus. He is the only one who could live a pure, righteous life. And because of this, he was able to pay the penalty for our sins. But once we put our trust in Jesus, we have his Spirit living in us, transforming our attitudes and priorities so that we begin to pursue his holiness and righteousness in every area of our lives, including our work, no matter who sends the paycheck. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever felt pressured to do something dishonest in your work, whether it be at school, a job, etc.? When you find yourself in situations like these, what could you do? Who are trusted Christians you could go to for prayer, advice, and help? As you and I can read in Colossians 3:22-23, with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Ephesians 5:1-2, Colossians 3:1-4, as well as 22-24, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that we actually have an Unlocked Devo app? Well, we do. You can find it on any major Play Store. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotion called The Scarlet Curtain with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.